The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Craig Martin, chairman of Dynam Capital, investment manager of Vietnam Holdings. VNH is ticker there. Craig, thank you for joining me.
Pleasure, Justin. Great to be with you again.
Yeah, and you've, of course, announced your, or released your monthly investor report, and we'll talk about that in a bit. But quickly explain, if you could, Craig, what Vietnam Holding is all about.
Well, Vietnam Holding is a Vietnam-focused fund. We're listed on the main board of the London Stock Exchange under the ticker VNH. So you can buy shares in Vietnam Holding, and we invest shares in Vietnam and manage the shares in the growth market of Vietnam. So all the underlying assets are in Vietnam, in great companies in Vietnam. But for investors, particularly in the UK, you can just buy and sell the shares of the fund on the main market. Just call your broker or do it online.
Excellent stuff. VNH, you take it there. So what's new in Vietnam? We caught up last month, of course. Anything happening?
Well, yeah, there's always something happening in Vietnam. Has been for like that every day for the last 30 years I've been involved in Vietnam. But yesterday was a stellar day in many ways. Vietnam set a record with 1 billion shares traded on the stock market. So that's about a billion US dollars in daily value, which is three times the volume or the value of 18 months ago. And that's really interesting. But the really interesting thing is at the moment, many of the buyers are local Vietnamese, and many of them are new investors. And as the capital markets in Vietnam are developing rapidly, and as people are getting wealthier, and as people are getting more digitally savvy and connected, they want to invest in companies they see growing around them and are doing so. So that's, you know, giving a real buzz to the market. And since July last year, the start of our financial year, the fund Vietnam Holding, which invests in around 25 to 30 companies, has seen its asset value grow by more than 50% as the stocks we've picked have risen. So there's a great dynamism in the market. The fund's performing well as Vietnam grows and develops well. And we've got a whole new range of domestic investors wanting to explore the stock market and wanting to save money and invest for their futures.
Yeah. It's definitely, I mean, you know, around the world, I think we've seen it, the interest in investing pick up a bit, you know, people being at home. So it's a good thing. I'm a big fan of saying, you know, invest, create your own wealth, because in life, you've got two ways of creating your own wealth, and that's either own a successful business or own a share of a successful business. So I think that's the way forward. So, and of course, the fund like yours. Marry well, or win the lottery, So just really see your March fact sheet. We talk about Vietnam Holding having a 40% lower carbon footprint than the index. Can you explain that? How's that then?
Well, Vietnam Holding has been a signatory of the United Nations Principles for Responsible Investing for well over a decade. We were a pioneer in Vietnam, in fact. And a few years ago, we started tracking the carbon footprint of the portfolios of companies we owned. And we've just released results for 2019, December 31st, 2019, where our portfolio had a 40% lower carbon footprint per 100 pounds invested in our fund than if you just bought the index, which shows in part the value of having, you know, an active management strategy, perhaps as compared to, say, just buying in an ETF, an exchange-traded fund. And we've got a team based on the ground. They're researching and evaluating stocks and engaging with the management teams and the boards of those companies. So it's a data point. It's a moving target, of course. I mean, one of our top holdings, which has risen rapidly since the date of that report in 20, or the when the data that report refers to, is a steel company, and that steel company has risen in value. So steel companies probably have a higher carbon footprint, but yet a good growth part of our portfolio is also in banks, which have risen sharply in value. So it'll be interesting when the 2020 numbers are finalized by June. We'll see how that carbon footprint has changed, but we, you know, we do want to measure that closely. And that E, the environmental aspect, is just really one part of an ESG story, environmental social governance. And a lot of our time and focus is also on the G, the governance, where we're engaging with these companies in Vietnam, trying to get them to be better at their own governance, better at reporting, and show greater transparency. So we like to measure these things. In our focus, we're not sacrificing investment returns for, quotes, doing good, but we want to be a responsible investor. We want to do more. We want to measure more and report more on the sustainability aspects of our investment. And that's just going to get increasingly important across the world, but also in places like Vietnam. You know, there's a big push now towards sustainable development goals or the SDGs and climate-related financial disclosures. And we're on top of all of those. And there'll be a big onus on the underlying companies to track what they do. Mm-hmm. And so one of our roles, not only in advocacy of responsible investing, but has been trying to help educate some of these Vietnamese companies and boards in what this means for them. So plenty to do, but it's all part of the exciting growth journey here in Vietnam.
Yeah, it's so important that ESG and not just, you know, a box ticking exercise. It's just so important, like you say, to adhere to those rules and governance and going forward. Excellent stuff. Great as always. If someone's listening to this, likes the sound of what you're doing, but are not yet following the story, please give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox Markets and add Vietnam Holding to their watch list, please.
Great. Well, firstly, Vietnam Holding trades at a 20% discount to the net asset value of the stocks in the portfolio. So for each pound of value, you only spend 80 pence if you're buying into that. Secondly, about 40% of the stocks we hold are actually at a discount to the Vietnam market, i.e. we could sell those stocks at a premium. So there's actually embedded value there. And thirdly, we reckon the earnings growth of the companies in our portfolio somewhere between 20 and 25%, yet on a price to earnings of only 10 to 12 times. So there's tremendous growth and there's value. So there's three good reasons to follow and look more closely at Vietnam Holding.
Marvellous stuff, Craig. Good to chat to you. And hopefully we'll catch up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Justin. Cheers.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.